This is a podcast from Minute Media.
You straight up cuckooed that dude, bro. Oh my God.
You've got all your Charger gear on because
you're feeling fresh as hell.
Well, you guys better enjoy it.
Loved it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin Herbert.
On the move, and throws, and touchdown.
Do this together.
Players, coaches, staff, fans, together we can create something truly special.
Stay tuned for some good content.
Well, would you look who it is? Welcome back to the Charger Chat. I'm your co-host, Will Dunk, sitting with my buddy, Kev Huggin' Duggin.
Hey, guys.
That's right, folks. It is me and the Hugster again this episode.
I prefer Hugmeister, actually.
The Hugmeister, excuse me. Yes, Hugmeister the third.
Yeah.
for this episode, because somebody finally showed the heck up.
We got a new Duggan, a new Bolt baby in the mix.
That's right, folks. Kyle, the coach Duggan, is holding a fresh, straight, hot off the press, baby. Mr. and Mrs. Coach welcomed a 9-pound baby boy.
Big boy.
On the 10th of July.
It's a good number. I think maybe the baby held out for that Justin Herbert day. I think 10. That was meant to be. I think
for that number 10.
I didn't feel it as strong as I do now, but I think we're winning the Super Bowl this year. Just from that
from
omen.
That baby.
That baby omen. That Bowman, we're going.
The Bowman. All right, gang. So we're going to get through this episode.
Love you, Coach. Congrats.
Yeah,
sorry.
And we love you guys.
Coach. So happy for you, buddy.
So glad everything worked out great. Everybody looks nice and healthy.
Beautiful. Big.
Beautiful.
Just a big old
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, that was a big 9-pound bowling
like,
ball.
Just going to reel them in.
All right, but we're still going to have a kick-ass episode here. We've got a Bolt Inside lined up, a fan focus, and a chunky Ask Bolt Fam.
Because thick.
I think some of you folks were wanting to win a little something.
Uh-huh.
So let's start at the top here. You know who else had a birthday?
Who?
It's a birthday episode. Joey Big Boy Bosa had himself a birthday on July 11th, 1995. Son of a bitch. God.
Isn't it funny how much we look up to him and we're 11 years older than he is? We were 11.
That will always strike me as
weird.
Odd. As like, as kids, you look at football players and like, oh my gosh, they're so much older than me.
Yeah.
And even now.
More talented.
Yeah. Even the rookies, I'm like, God, they look so much older than me. And I look at myself in the mirror and go, nope, that's actually not true.
Oh, God.
But yeah, Mr. Bosa had himself a birthday in honor of his birthday. Let's take a look at some of the career stats he's had with the Chargers. 6-year pro. Been in the league 6 years.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that, does it?
God. He was the 2016 NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year, rightfully deserved. So far, he's had 213 solo tackles, 78 assisted tackles, 73 tackles for a loss, and 58 mother-loving sacks.
I think we're going to add to that number this year. I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Oh, easily.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say we're going to add to that.
Double digits?
Yeah.
Yeah. Easily.
Easy.
Easily.
All day.
And for those of you that didn't see, our boy Joey Bosa was on the Drew Tranquil podcast. Great podcast, by the way.
Really good.
Like, it is cool to get the players in. It's one thing to have a player on a podcast. It's another thing to have a player on another player's podcast.
Yeah.
Because you get such more candid, such more casual interviews.
He was so open about everything.
Very
like, things
open.
That were very private. And he kind of just like, yeah, we can talk about it.
Yeah.
You don't think of that side of like what the players go through.
Mm-mm.
Like the idea that he had go listen to it. Don't just use this. Don't listen to what we're saying.
Please
go listen to it.
Yes.
But just the idea that he had an injury that was lingering for so long that it was making him depressed because he'll be like, I'm never going to be 100% again. Like I'm always going to have this.
Absolutely.
Like well, you don't think about that kind of stuff.
Not at all. I mean, that's what depression is. Depression makes you, I mean, it's a multitude of things. I'm not saying it's just this, but for him, it was hearing of or knowing he has the injury and then projecting into the future of like, okay, well, if I'm going to deal with this injury, I'm going to have to deal with it tomorrow when I'm doing this exercise. And if I'm dealing with it during this exercise, it's going to progress to this and this and this. And it just compounds on itself. And I think it was a really great message about the podcast as far as like what those that deal with depression and those that go through therapy to deal with depression
sure.
have to basically do. Because I know that I've had to do that myself where you get so caught up in your head that really you got to kind of take a step back, live in the now, live in the moment, mindfulness. So it's awesome to hear that coming from a professional athlete who we see playing football, whose main job is to go out there and
put his body on the line. Yeah.
And make other people hurt. And you hear him during the games and he's like, I'm a fucking beast. Like, that guy is dealing with real problems. Yeah. You know, he's a human being just like the rest of us. But one of the best quotes that came from that podcast, he said, honestly, I've kind of come to the conclusion that I don't really care. Football is my number one and pretty much only priority. I don't need to fill my time with all these sorts of things, whether it's going to the beach or doing all these other things. I was trying to fill my time with these hobbies, but it would affect my performance, which in turn would affect my well-being, my mental well-being.
And he was saying, even I never even thought about this, but he was talking about how he plays like on a computer. He plays with like a keyboard and mouse. That's yes. how he games. Mm-hmm. And apparently the way you hold yourself when you're doing that, mm-hmm. it affected his shoulder.
Yeah.
So he had to stop doing it as much because it was affecting what he could do on the field, which is like, you don't think about all these little details and the things these guys can't do on the offseason.
Right.
Because it's going to affect them for a few months when we need them the most.
Right. Well, I think that was the thing is that I think he more specifically said, like, I can't stop gaming. Like, that was the advice that he would give his younger self was like, don't get into gaming. Not because it's not fun. He clearly enjoys it.
Yeah.
And it's obviously, it can be addictive as well. But he can't stop. So he used to play with the controller. Now he's keyboard and mousing it, which is, you know, the computer side of gaming. And it's having an effect on him for sure. So again, go check out the podcast. It's a great episode and check out all the other guests. I mean, he had Staley on the other day.
He which was great.
Just freaking amazing.
Yeah.
He's had Herbert on. He's had only your favorites, folks. So more than we've had on this podcast. So definitely go check it out. The Drew Tranquil podcast. And while you're checking that podcast out, don't forget to check out the ChargeChat.com website. Check out all the great stuff we have over there. We've got t-shirts, hoodies, stickers, and you can chat it up in our member section with other Charger
Chatteteers
and ask questions and ask Bolt fam. So go check it out.
ChargerChat.com.
we are still in St. Louis, folks, and we are still in the same room. So we're vibing. We're
feeling the vibes.
We're feeling the vibes.
Extra connected.
That's right.
Take that, coach.
Poor guy.
What?
He's crying in his lack of mustache right now.
Come on, Gooster.
All right. Well, now let's go on to the next segment, Bolt Insight. This is a familiar name. You might all know this person as well. So let's find out who it is.
As soon as the clock starts, your ass is mine.
When I met Justin Herbert, man, that dude is big as hell.
Yeah, the goal is to just keep it rolling.
We'll come in hype because we have a lot of things to be excited about.
All right, guys, we're back with another Bolt Insight, and we got a special one today. We have Rike, our diehard Bolt Club president. What is going on, Rike?
How's it going, man? Really stoked to be on here.
Dude, pumped to chat with you again. We haven't talked in a little while, so a lot has changed. Every time I talk to somebody new, like a year later, a lot has changed. So, you know,
seriously.
First of all, we're super excited to be, you know, your official podcast and represent you guys and, you know, kind of spread some knowledge to other fans who might be interested in becoming a diehard Bolt Club member. So we really appreciate, you know, the collab, man. It's been awesome so far.
Dude, honestly, I'm really excited that you guys reached out to us about this. It is, I mean, we're honored. A lot of people look up to you guys, love what you guys do. I know a lot of my members were super excited when I made the announcement. Everybody tuned in to your episode on Tuesday. They were super excited about it. You know, like you said, it's been a lot has changed in a year. Last time we talked, I was just in charge of the chapter. Now I became the club president. So I'm very honored about that. And then just trying to make so many good moves for the fan base to spread the positivity about what the Charger fan is really be about. You know, family, coming together. I've made lifelong friends in this club and I plan on continuing doing that.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're so pumped your new position and taking the reins. A lot of cool stuff has happened already. So, so, you know, we'll get into that in a little bit, but let's talk a little bit about the team. You know, it's been you've been a Charger fan for a long time. I have too. Haven't seen anything quite like this offseason. And I like to bring this up to a lot of people because
there's so many favorites of what people are most excited about what we did in the offseason. What were some of the things that you saw that you're like, damn, I can't believe this is happening for our team?
Well, first of all, Tom Telesco made me eat my words. And dude, it's about time. Every year, I was the one on Twitter just like, Tom Telesco, what the heck? Like, come on, do it. Like, do it, do it. You're not doing anything. Do something. You know, posting all those memes of that stick figure poking and yeah, all that stuff. I was always that guy. And I said this year, if he does what he needs to do to change this team around and he's aggressive, I'll get a Tom Telesco tattoo. My appointment is set for July, so it's happening. I'm doing a whole DHPC Charger leg sleeve, and there's a little surfboard in there with Tom Telesco's initial. So he made me my word. So that's honestly my favorite part about the whole offseason, that Tom Telesco finally went balls to the wall, decided, screw it, this is the year we need to go all in. He, I don't know if he heard the fans or he just realized that his seat was getting really hot and it was like, I need to do it. And I think a lot of had to do with Staley.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy about that. But the Khalil Mack thing, dude, that I can't, I thought it was a joke. Like when my phone kept blowing up, like I was at work and somebody called me and I was like, what's up, dude? Like, cause he called me like twice and I'm like, what the heck? So I answered, it's my guy, Bobby. And then I answered and I was like, what's up? He's like, dude, Khalil fucking Mack. I was like, what? Like, what are you talking about, Khalil Mack? He's like, we got Khalil Mack. And I didn't even say anything. I hung up and I started going through Twitter and I was like, oh, snap, we did. And I lost it, dude. So,
yeah.
And then after that, I mean, icing on the cake, JC Jackson, you know, we got Kyle Van Noy. Everything is just like falling into place, dude. I love it.
Yeah. It's wild. This defense is so different. Within like 3 months, what this night defense day, looks dude. Like. It's night crazy. And the Staley definitely having an effect. The fourth down balls, I think, definitely carried over into the GM. He saw those. He wanted his own set and he went for it this offseason.
Correct. That's when he said, hey, this guy has the balls of steel. I need to get myself a pair or else I'm out of here. Because yeah. I really do believe that if he continued the same conservative route he kept doing, I don't think he'd be around any longer.
Yeah, it's true. And it's just so exciting, man. There's so much to look forward to this season. And, you know, speaking of that, you know, people, I see a lot of people kind of wondering, Diehard Bull Club, like, what exactly is it? And how do you become a member? Like how would you, if somebody would ask you that, what would you tell them?
So I would start off with Diehard Bull Club, you know, became a little family. It was created by Brian Bolts. He's the founder, creator. You know, he retired at the moment. And I think his vision was always to bring fans together. And the first flag that I got when I joined the HPC, it was the family flag. I wish I was downstairs, but it just says like family with a lightning bolt. And that's my favorite flag that we've ever made, because I really do believe that once you join this club, you become a family. Like, it's not, a lot of people think that we're like an organization or we're strict or this. We're really not. We just are getting so big that we're trying to keep it organized because we work so closely with the Chargers that we can't just be, you know, rogue and just do whatever. Yeah, free for all. If we have every person in the club contacting the Chargers or the person that we have a contact with, you know, they're going to be like, dude, we don't, like, leave us alone, you know? So we have a little structure and we just want people to represent us well because we've worked so hard to be able to get to that point with working with the Chargers and people recognizing us that we don't want just somebody to be like, oh, I'm Diehard Bull Club and get like a shirt made and people are going to think that if he's at the game drunk fighting people, they're going to think that that's what we're about and that's not what we're about.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why we work so hard to protect the DHPC name. I know there was some confusion going on before that people thought maybe we're like a Facebook group that you could just make a page, but there's more to it. And like I said, just for the simple fact that we've worked so hard to get to the point where we're at. And once you join, it's a beautiful thing because everybody just kind of welcomes you like they've known you for years. Like, you know, I've had members come up to me and tell me like that joining the club saved their lives. Like they were like super depressed. They finally have friends, like people to hang out with. I used to go to Buffalo Wild Wings here in Rancho Cucamonga And right here, there's a bunch of Raider fans and stuff like that. So I was always the only Charger fan. So the moment I saw that there was like a club and people that got together to watch Charger games, I was like, dude, I'm in, you know? And that's what we want to continue creating. And we're expanding crazy because we're trying to get a chapter in every city that has a football team. So Charger fans that are in that city or when we visit, we have a place to be.
Yeah.
You know, we always welcome our chapter leaders from outside of the country. We have Germany, you know, he's coming over for our annual barbecue. He comes over once a year for a game. We got Switzerland, Canada, Australia. Every time they come, one of our leaders will be like, hey, dude, you can stay at my house, you know? And that's how, what we try to do. Like if we go to Arizona, the Arizona chapter usually welcomes us. They host everything. And they, you know, if you need a place to stay, they'll welcome you, dude. And that's what I love about this, that we try to create that family environment. A lot of us are fathers and have kids. So we want to raise them to like continue doing this, you know, like I want to look at my son 20 years from now and him being a member, you know, or taking over whatever it may be. But that's our vision. Our goal is just to continue bringing fans together. You know, there's already so little of us that we shouldn't be arguing and fighting with each other over nonsense, you know, like it's crazy. Cause the part that I love is that on Twitter, when we were like in the pandemic, there wasn't really football. Everybody was fighting about politics, this and that. But the moment we joined up at SoFi, I saw people that are like literally blocked each other on Twitter, taking a shot. And it's like, dude, this is what it's about, you know? So I love that.
No,
my favorite thing.
That's huge, man. And the idea of like all these different chapters all over the place. Cause a lot of people, like for me, I moved to Missouri. I was watching Charger games with my wife, who, you know, isn't really a Charger fan. She's a Packer fan. So like, I was just surrounded by Chiefs fans all the time. That's why we started the podcast. We just wanted to be around people and seeing all these chapters where you can just go meet up with people. If you're in a city, they're so welcoming and like the energy is so awesome. So, you know, if somebody wanted to, you know, join a local chapter of the Diehard Bolt Club, what would you recommend?
So I recommend that you reach out to our main page, and they'll, whether it's on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, is Die Hard Bowl Club. You could reach out to them in there, and they'll direct you to the chapter president of that area. And we started a new thing to be more organized, where we have a QR code or we have a link on the bio where you apply. It's not really an application. I don't want to make everybody think that I like applying for a job or nothing. It's just really giving us your information so that way one of us can go ahead and contact you, talk to you, let you know what we're about. We really don't have many rules. Like the rules that we really have, just to summarize it, is just, you know, don't be an asshole. You know,
it's a good thing to live by. So that would be that hard to follow.
Like, you know, just know how to control your alcohol, represent us well. Every time you're out somewhere that has to do like Charger related or a club event, try to wear DHPC, whether it's a patch, a shirt. That way people, you know, wear it with pride, like, you know, represent us well. That's all we really ask for. We understand everybody has different financial situations. So we don't expect you to be at every game. We don't expect you to be at every watch party. You know, we all have jobs that might, you know, some people work Sundays. You can't be at everything. But, you know, there's different ways to participate. Because what I always tell people, this club, since we don't ask for money, we don't ask you for membership dues, none of that. We just ask you to participate and represent. So there's many different ways that can go about it. Like, for example, you guys with the podcast, that's already doing so much, dude, like more than some members have done in the past, you know? And that there's, so that's what I mean by there's different ways that you can represent. You can go on Instagram and repost stuff, Twitter. Make sure you're always talking about DHP. If you can make it out to a watch party, you'll have a great time, you know. And there's different things that we try to do throughout the season, charity events. You know, we do a lot of work with Chalk and Children's Hospital Valet. And IE works with the Ronald McDonald Hospital. So we try to do a lot of charity events to separate us from the ordinary tailgate situation.
Sure.
Yeah, we have fun. Yes, there's alcohol involved. Yes, we party. But we also try to be more than that. We try to give back to the community, give back to other Charger fans that are not lucky enough to have tickets. You know, we are always doing giveaways with tickets. We always tell our members, if you're selling a ticket, please try to sell it to one of our members. Like, there's a lot of perks to being a member. But also, we don't ask you to be a member if you want to come hang out with us. You can come hang out with us. It doesn't matter. You could be, we hang out with people from other clubs. They come to our events. We go to their events. You don't got to be DHPC to do our stuff.
Sure.
You, if you want the, you know, the swag that we have, the shirts, the hoodies, and, you know, the patches, flags, the special events the Chargers do with us and stuff like that, then those are for members. Yeah. But honestly, we make it pretty easy. It's not out of the world. We just want to get to know you before we allow you to represent.
Wear the colors. Wear the colors. Yeah, for sure.
We just want to get to you, make sure that, you know, you're not going to give us a bad name, that you do understand that we are a family club, that a lot of us are going to have toddlers there or kids. So, you know, we're not going to be Raider fans. Best way to put it.
Family, trust, respect, baby.
That's right. So we're not acting like Raider fans. That's the main reason why we try to do the little interview process.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And, you know, we're thrilled to be a part of it. And if you're listening to this or watching this and you want to surround yourself with more Charger fans and be able to enjoy the season a little more, give it a shot. I think it'd be worth your time for sure.
I appreciate that, man. Honestly, we're really excited that you guys were aboard. So
yeah,
we're excited. This is the most excited I've been for a season. I don't even know how long.
Same.
It has to do with team, with what we're doing here with DHPC, with you guys. I mean, there's so much stuff to look forward to, dude.
Yeah.
If you guys can make it out to a game, like, you know, if you're listening, make it out there, man. Reach out to us. I'll have a beer ready for you guys. If you don't drink, I'll have a water or soda. You know, we'll have a blast. I promise.
We're excited, man. We can't wait for the season to start. And man, we really appreciate you taking the time to come, you know, give everyone a little more of the inside of what it's like to be a diehard Bowl Club member. So we appreciate you, Rike.
I appreciate you having me on, man, to allow me to get the word out there. So
that's what we're here for. We're partners. Let's roll.
Let's do it, baby.
All right, man.
All right, brother.
Freaking let's go, Rike. That was awesome. That was so insightful for those that are interested in joining the Die Hard Bowl Club and wanting to know a little bit more about what it's all about. It does, from my understanding, it is different than what it used to be in previous years. And obviously, it's not that difficult to join. And it's for fun. Like, we're all there to have a good time and to be family about this. So
it's such a great way to just meet other like-minded Charger fans. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, that's not always the easiest thing. You're not always in a group of people that love the Chargers, but this way you can.
Right.
This way you can, like, become lifelong friends, do these crazy events, and, like, become lifelong friends with people that love the team you love. And that's just the best way to bond over anything, is have right. a mutual interest. And this just connects people with mutual interests.
Absolutely. Know? So and not limited awesome. To like one location. It's not just the LA Die Hard Bowl Club. It's everywhere, folks.
All over.
It is all over the place. So definitely, you know, check out Die Hard Bowl Club. I think I can't remember. Do they have a website or is it just a Facebook page?
I think you go through their respective Twitter pages right, and they have yeah. some different social medias, but you can find all the different chapters on there and then you can go apply. I know that there's been a lot of people applying lately, which is awesome.
Which is very
so,
awesome.
You know, get on it, man. The more the merrier, and let's build this thing, make it really fun.
And if there isn't one in your area, then you know it's your job to start one.
So I know they're trying to do it. They're trying to get one in every major NFL city. So that excellent. Way, when they have games in those cities,
yes.
there's somebody hosting.
There you go.
So I think that's what their priority is right now. So let's go. If you're in one of the cities that has a football team and you're all by yourself Charger fan, you know who to reach out to.
You know where to go. So Rike, thank you again so much for coming on and chatting with Kev. We really appreciate it. Let's move it on now to the next segment. It is Fan Focus. Oh, shit. Oh, God.
Shit.
Fan Focus.
Shit. All right, guys, we're back with another Fan Focus. And this week, we are super excited to have Theron from Nevada. What is going on, my friend?
How's it going, man? It's good to see you. Glad to be on.
It's a pleasure to have you, man. Excited to meet you and learn a little bit more about you. So before we get into, you know, you being in kind of an area full of Raider fans, essentially, before we get to that, how did you become a Charger fan?
Oh, man. So it was the famous year, 2006. So I had went to my first football game as a kid. And, you know, I wasn't crazy into football, but I liked the thought of it.
Yeah.
And I went to my first football game with my parents. We went to a Chargers-Dolphins game, actually, and in Qualcomm. And my sister, she was in love with dolphins. That was her favorite thing in the whole world. And so it ended up being that she liked the Dolphins. And I was like, oh, well, you know, that competitive nature. I was like, well, I like the Chargers.
Awesome.
You know what I mean? I was like, all right, well, then go Chargers. So, you know, that's kind of how it started. And I've been following them ever since, man. Every step of the way, the whole way throughout my family. I'm the only Chargers fan, man. And, you know, I've just been so ecstatic with the past few years, even though there's a few things where you're like, ooh, that stings. But at the same time, it's like,
yeah,
we are a lot more ready than a lot other people think.
Absolutely. I love the idea that you are a Charger fan because of sibling rivalry. I think right. That is so awesome. And it's so funny. Kyle and I joke about it. Like, if we had separate teams, I don't think we'd be friends.
Yeah. Right.
So it's that shit's real. So tell us. So you had mentioned something before we got started. There's somebody that's a Raider fan that maybe in the close vicinity of you. Tell us a little bit about that.
So my brother and my mother are both, both Raiders fans. And oh my gosh, man, it's been a ride. It's been a You know, me and my brother go back and forth all the time on it, right? So he's like, oh, well, hey, who beat you guys to go to the playoffs? And I was like, okay, well, whose 9-year vet quarterback has 0 playoff wins? You know, and then that, you know, go back and forth all the time about it. But yeah, man, I've grown up all around the Raiders fans. And actually, my dad is a Rams fan. And so is my oldest brother. He's a Rams fan as well. So, yeah, man, it's been awesome, you know, and it's just been a lot of fun, especially this past year. I was like, man, just all the fourth down calls, everything we've done the past year. I was like, holy smokes, like this team just gets me so excited for this year, man. I'm ecstatic.
It's amazing that this upcoming season, you can beat both of your family members' teams.
Right.
You can go 2-0 against the family, and I love that.
Right. Yeah. Imagine how much we could talk as Charger fans. Okay. Raiders, we wiped our butts with you guys. Okay. So get out of the way. And then the Rams fans, oh, battle for LA? Sure. Yeah. We'll take that. Thanks.
I love it. You're probably, I would think you would do really well going to away Charger games. Because you just being surrounded by other fans all the time, you might be like what we need in other stadiums.
Absolutely. See, and that's my thing. I don't care what game it is. I'll go to any game and I will be loud. You know what I mean? I'll be loud at those games. You know, and me and my brother were actually looking at some tickets to the first game of the year because I'm off work until September 12th and our game is September 11th. So I was like, dude, we can go to this game. I'm like, but
that might be the one, dude. We're all going to be there. You should definitely come.
That would be a blast, man. See you guys all. We could all trash talk my brother.
Dude, just bring him into Thunder Alley. We'll, you know, we'll jump him with our words. It'll be awesome.
Right.
Well, cool. So do you have any plans to, you know, first of all, have you been to SoFi? And do you have any, or if not, do you have any plans to go and check out some games there?
So actually, no, I haven't been to SoFi. The closest I've been to SoFi, I was in California and we were, honestly, it was a while ago. I don't even remember what we were doing there. We were doing something and I was like, man, like SoFi is like 2 hours just that way. You know, like, let's just go, let's just go see it.
Yeah.
And I was with my brother and he's like, no. I was like, all right, well, you know, whatever. And so we ended up not doing that, but my plan is I am planning on going to that game, that first home opener against the Raiders, the revenge game for Herbert against Carr. And
we get to see this new defense too. This is the first game we get to see them go after Derek Carr.
Think about how Khalil Mack feels. You know what I mean? He's just like, you know what? I can't wait. He's like, go ahead.
So excited.
The press, I'm going to be as calm as possible. Watch me on the field. I love that feeling, man.
It's gotta be so good. So you know, kind of, we'll wrap it up on this. You know, what are you most excited about for this year? You know, is it a defense? Is it offense? Like, what is one aspect of our game that you're the most excited to see this year?
So actually, I would, if I could put it in terms, I would say actually kind of both, right? So I want to see Justin Herbert in the second year of the same playbook for his first time ever, you know, mm-hmm. the same scheme, all of that for the first time ever. I want to see that growth. And I am certain he's going to have the growth there. And then also with a tight end like Gerald Everett, who's in my terms, an underrated tight end. That was an underrated signing by the Chargers. He's going to be sneaky. And then also the defense as well. You know what I mean? I can't wait. And this is one of the things that me and my brother always talk about. He's like, oh, well, we got Davante Adams. I'm like, okay, we got J.C. Jackson. He's like, oh, well, we got Darren Waller. I'm like, okay, we got Derwin James.
Checkmate.
Yeah, so who you can throw to?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there is Hunter Renfrow, sure, but whatever, you know, you throw Asante Samuel on him. That dude's an up-and-coming star.
Totally.
And so, you know, I'm stoked. This is the most stoked I've been in a really long time. Even since the, 2018 year where we were 12-4. And I totally didn't expect it, but I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Like, we're killing it out there, you know? And then, now this comes up, man. And it's fun having the opposition and, you know, in the house. If I go to my parents' house on the weekends and just having that first opposition of my brother being a Raiders fan, my mom's being a Raiders fan, and then me being the Chargers fan. It's like, you know what? Yeah. Like, bring it on.
I love it, dude. I love it. You got to let us know if you're coming to that game, man. I'd love to meet you in person. It seems like you'd be fun to hang out with for sure.
Oh, absolutely, man. That would be a blessing, man. I'd love to do that. I'd love it. So I'll definitely let you guys know.
Right on, sure. Well, hey, Theron, thank you so much for coming on and chatting with us, man. It was a pleasure meeting you and getting to learn a little bit more about you, man.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, man. It was great to be on. Oh, you hear my brother there?
That guy. Boo!
Shut up.
Family trust, respect.
Just the Raiders.
Go back inside.
Right. Oh, man.
All right, brother. Well, thank you again. That was the perfect way to wrap this thing up. Got me fired up and ready for week one even more now, just so your brother can take an L.
I can't wait, man. Thank you for having me, man.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good. Okay, love you. Bye.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Theron, tell your brother to shut the fuck up. Fucking come on.
I love it. I love it.
Trying to pipe up on a Charger chat interview. Did he know that he was talking to Kev Huggin Duggan?
You know he was there listening the whole time, waiting for the last possible moment to just toss it out there. Classic Raider.
Yeah, classic Raider classic move. Jeez. Well, dude, that is such a great story. Awesome to hear how you became a Charger fan.
Yeah.
And again, just talking about all the things to be excited about. We're in that lull now in the off season where, like, we've done all the big things and now we just have to keep repeating, like, isn't it great all these great things that we did?
I know. Now we just got to see them on the field doing what we hope they can.
Absolutely. So, Theron, thank you.
Thanks, again, man,
for coming on.
Great meeting you, brother.
And yes, I hope we bump into each other at Thunder Alley. That would be pretty awesome. So, all right, gang. Well, now it's time to go on to Ask Bolt Fam.
Do it.
Time to put your money where your mouth is.
Oh, hi, guys.
Don't jam a thumb up his butthole. That's what you do.
I wet myself in excitement.
Both are hungry.
Your thoughts are like
totally appreciated.
Catch you later, dude.
Okay, love you, boy.
That's right, gang. It's time for Ask Bolt Fam, and it is a chunky one because I guess some of you folks want to win a Shock Therapy magazine physical copy. There's the names. We've got them all in a hat.
All in a Charger hat. All
That's
the names.
Right, baby.
All the contributors to Ask Bolt Fam, you are in the running for a Shock Therapy magazine.
There you go. So there's a lot. There's quite a few new names here.
Yeah,
so
I love it.
We'll see if Kevin's ready on the certified fresh button.
I promise you, fuck this up.
All right. Well, hey, if you don't win a magazine, you might win a sticker.
Fucking Kyle.
All right. Well, let's start with a name that we know and love. Senora Snappy. Who asked the question?
Okay, guys. Like,
I need some help. I finally watched A Nightmare on Elm Street and need your interpretation of the ending. I honestly thought Johnny Depp was going to make it out alive. What the f***, human body hocus pocus? And Marge? Can't love you, bye.
I'm glad you finally saw Nightmare on Elm Street. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think that came out when I was born.
Yeah, that was 84, 83, something like that. Yeah. What does it mean?
All right. So first of all, spoiler alert for those of you that haven't seen this 38-year-old movie.
I think there's no need for a spoiler alert.
I'm just saying, if they're like, boy, it's on my list of things to watch and I just haven't gotten around to it, spoiler alert, we're going to talk about the ending. The ending is kind of like, it's the dream sequence. Like, you don't really, you've seen people. And actually, I think there's a few different endings, aren't there? There's some like alternate endings floating around.
Yeah, well, they realized how good, I know the behind the scenes on this.
Yeah, you're the expert.
My friend. So I can tell you what they meant, but what do we interpret?
Sure.
That's the thing. The interpretation is, it's all a dream.
All of it?
Dream within a dream, baby. I don't know, something. It was just it's all over the place. But from what I heard, the producers, what they were getting was so good. They're like, we need to set ourselves up for a sequel.
Ah.
And if you kill Freddy Krueger.
Sure.
Can't
do it.
Got to give a little taste of Freddy Krueger at the end.
Absolutely.
So it's a wild movie. I'm glad you got to see it, though.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a crazy ending. It borders on kind of funny when they pull Marge through the window because it's very clearly a dummy. But it's also very unsettling if you imagine it as a real person. It's just like, oh my God, like that's a pretty heinous ending. So if you haven't seen it, I'm sorry that we ruined the ending for
spoiler.
You.
Spoiler!
Definitely go check it out. It's an awesome movie. So Senora Snappy, there you go.
And you're in the mix.
You are in the mix, absolutely. Let's move it on now to Bolted Asherman. Who asked the question?
We all need to roll a J with lots of herb so that LJ Herb can smoke everyone all year. Just light them up and watch them burn. Don't forget to inhale the goodness and exhale the Raiders, all right? Well, it's confession time, bros. Have any of you ever smoked or otherwise ingested cannabis twice or more? Bolt up.
Oh, Bolted Asherman, you ask the personal questions, the hard-hitting questions.
Yeah. Well, I think it's safe to say everyone was in college one point. Most people were in college. So, yes, in college.
Of course.
I don't anymore.
Yeah.
Not my thing anymore, but I have accidentally had a brownie one time. My friends were made these crazy brownies. I didn't know. They didn't tell me. They were on the table. I had one.
Oh,
and
dear.
I ended up watching Willow. Do you remember Willow?
I do remember Willow.
That movie's crazy. Just a different perspective on Willow. But otherwise, no, I don't anymore.
That's okay. Yeah, I definitely did in college. And I will from time to time. But honestly, for me, I hate saying it. I'm so old now that if I do it, I'm out like a light. It's not like I'm enjoying it in any way, shape, or form. It's just like, time to go to bed. All right, come on over here.
I literally turn into the, when I did do it that a few times, like I turned into the opposite of me now. Like I'm just like, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. So it's not the most fun thing I've ever done.
All right, well, for those of you that come across Kev and you're holding, don't pass the Ducci on the left-hand side to Hug and Duggan.
It's not going to work out.
We don't
so
want
well.
Paranoid Duggan, no. That's for sure. But Bolted Ash, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Hangry Seth.
Certified Fresh.
Who asked the question?
Oh, yeah, brothers. Quick question. What are your thoughts on K-9 Kenneth Murray? Will he break out or break down? What are your thoughts on his future? Oh, yeah. K-love you, bye.
Macho Man.
Macho Man.
Yeah,
he is the brother. Ultimate.
All right. Well, K-9.
He just kind of he's not even on my radar right now, right? It's crazy because he's a first round pick.
Right.
He's just so not on the radar because I don't know. Like, I'm worried that he's not the kind of linebacker that Staley needs for his defense. Like, he's not great in coverage. We watched that last year. You know what I mean? So I hope he can come back from his injury and learn the system and get really good and be able to fly around and play without thinking. But it seems like, I don't know. I'm not sure about it, man. Honestly, I'm not.
I'm not sure about it either, but I definitely have high hopes. I really do hope that these first 2 years were just laden with an injury that were hindering him from reaching his full potential. I don't know how much of that contributes to him having to learn the Staley system and contribute in that fashion. I still have high hopes. I think the guy is an absolute stud. He's absolutely a freak athlete. And we picked him up in the first round for a reason. Obviously, Staley didn't pick him up in the first round, but we did. We saw the potential. Can it reach there? It's unclear, but I like to think that he can. So we will see what his future holds. Hungry Seth, but thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Fire Telesco, who asked the question. Thoughts on the new ranking by executives, players, and coaches? I think he was ranked fairly because of the lack of playoff wins. Am I the only Chargers fan that feels this way? All right, so what I think Fire Telesco is referring to, because he didn't mention anybody specifically, I think he's referring to Jay Herbo.
Herbo's? Okay.
So Herbo was rated 7th, I think, out of all the quarterbacks.
Really?
Well, and like he said, it's because of the lack of playoff wins. I think... pull it up on my phone here because I know I've got the list. All right. So Herbert is number 7 behind Rodgers, Mahomes, Allen, Brady, Burrow, and Stafford. So as Fire Telesco is pointing out, he's saying it's just because of a lack of playoff wins. Well, the guy's only been in the freaking league for 2 years.
I don't see how you put, I know Stafford just won a Super Bowl, but sure, he has been in the league forever and never won a playoff game.
Yeah.
But Justin Herbert's better than him in a lot of ways. It is a very biased kind of ranking, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, it was a ranking by executives, players, and coaches. Was it all players and coaches? Probably not. I'm sure it was, you know, a handful, maybe even cherry-picked,
sure,
if you will. So it's hard to say. Do I understand if the only only reason is a lack of playoff wins? Sure, fine. But... Herbo's better.
Rank him where you want to rank him. He's going to keep doing what he did the first 2 years. Exactly. And he's out of this world on stats and everything.
Yeah.
He's got a defense now.
So. If anything, it's just fuel to the fire as far as him being the best that he could possibly be this year.
Get this out of your system.
Get it out
now. Pundits, you know, executives, whatever. It's going to be a different ballgame this year.
That's right. So Fire Telesco, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Boltville 714.
Nice.
Who asked the question?
Oh my. I don't know how much more this offseason I can take. Is it just me, or has this offseason been the most difficult to go through? Director and everyone doing some weird videos because the content is so minimal these days. My question is, how many days left, and which games are you guys going to? Also, what's your favorite tailgate food, and are you three going to be together at Thunder Alley? Or will I have to go on a scavenger hunt to find and meet your tree? Are any of you going to attend DHBC meetup this Saturday? Fuck the Raiders and their bitch-ass QB, Caleb Zubai.
Nice.
All right.
What's up, buddy? Yeah. Well, I like the idea that we're like a scavenger hunt. Yeah, that'd find us.
I mean,
like, where's Waldo?
Yeah, that the actual idea of a scavenger hunt sounds like fun, but I don't want to not be with my guys. So yes, if you find one of us at Thunder Rally, you'll probably find the other two.
I think the plan right now is the first 100% the first game of the season.
Absolutely. We'll definitely be at the home opener.
The goal is right now for the three of us, and then we'll kind of see where the year takes us with families and work and all that stuff. That's the plan right now. Wish I lived in Southern California, could go to that Die Hard Bowl Club barbecue.
I know that would be awesome.
But yeah, I'm gonna have to live vicariously through a Zoom, or maybe somebody can video me in.
Right. Let's see. What were the asked a bunch of questions here. A favorite tailgate food?
Oh. I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not really eating food at tailgates, to be honest. See other stuff I'm having.
Depends on what's out there. I mean, I'm always good for a hot dog or a hamburger or something like that. You know, typical barbecue food. I definitely don't typically go crazy, although I will say one of the last times that
Senora
I went.
Senora Snappy.
Senora Snappy. She made me some nachos.
I think I had nachos too. It was like a barbacoa? It was
barbacoa.
A really,
it was yes.
So good.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
I'll say Senior Snappy, whatever she makes is probably my favorite.
Oh, it'll always be. Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. How many days left? I think I saw there was a post on, you know, like, I think it was, there's 59 days left. So let's remember the 59 yard touchdown that Justin Herbert threw to Jalen Guyton.
Nice.
So I think we're within 2 months.
Yeah.
Of this baby getting rolling. So,
and we appreciate all your Ask Bowl Fam questions, because otherwise these episodes, there'd be like,
oh yeah,
nothing it would be to talk like, about right
hey,
now.
Hey, Joey Bosa was on Drew Tranquil podcast. Good night, everybody. Like, that would be it.
That'd be the extent.
Yeah. So thank you all for asking all of these questions. I think that was it. I think we hit them all.
Good work.
Bold Bill 714. Thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to Tom Telesco's burner account, who asked the question.
Hey, my name is Tony, and I'm addicted to the Chargers and the cocaine, man. Shout out to Wool Dog for the great voices, Coach for his great corners, and Kevin for his perfect production skills. You guys really bring joy to so many people, and I just want you fuckers to know us, man. Do you guys ever daydream and or nightdream about the Chargers? And if so, describe one or maybe one of you might want to have. Okay, you guys, take it easy.
All right. Tom Telesco's burner account, thank you for asking the question.
And thank you, man. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
We really do.
Do you ever daydream or night dream?
Like, it's hard to it's hard to point it out because I'm probably doing it all day. You know what I mean? Like, it's happening so consistently. I'm thinking about them so frequently,
sure,
that it's not really a big deal anymore. It's like, oh, more, yeah, just like a state of being, less daydreaming, just mm-hmm. like I have a moment where I'm not doing anything specific. It's harder. I'm not doing anything specific, Justin Herbert, right? You know, like that's kind of that's just the kind of energy my brain goes to right now. But I don't know. I haven't had anything crazy like that. It's just a constant state of it.
I can definitely recall having at least one dream of hanging with Justin Herbert.
Didn't you have a Phil Rivers dream?
I absolutely had a Phil Rivers dream.
That was crazy, if I remember.
Oh, yeah. No, it was just the dreams that I've had of hanging out with both Justin Herbert and Philip Rivers have not necessarily been like, we're buddies and we're skipping through a meadow and having a great time. It's just like, yeah, it's just one of those moments that, like, I know some of you have already experienced because you guys have gotten stuff signed by some of these great guys. But for me, I haven't, nor have I even like been with like in the same room. So it's just like dream about like, man, oh my God, like they're right there.
Yeah.
Like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. And then like, maybe like there's like some chatter or something like that, but like, it's never a best buddy
You're
situation.
You're riding dolphins and, you know.
Yeah. It's kinda not like, come on, Justin Herbert, we got to save the world. And we're fighting like a...
That would be sweet.
A 20-foot story, fucking Derek Carr, and we're shooting fucking guns and shit. It's never been like that. It's just always been like, man, it would be awesome to meet these guys. So hopefully, one of those days,
I think it'll
that dream can come true.
I think it could be realistic.
So there you go, Tom Telesco's burner account. Thank you for asking the question, man.
Thanks, man.
Let's move it on now to Melanie.
Nope.
Okay.
I feel confident.
All right.
Hey, guys. Have you all listened to the new Drew Tranquil podcast with Joey Bosa? What did y'all think about it? It was cool to see Joey open up. Question, would you eat raw liver or chicken? See you all soon, Bot Fam.
Oh, that voice. It doesn't matter what the question is. It fucking breaks me up.
It's a good one. So... that was another thing that would happen on the podcast was they were kind of talking about different dietary things that were going on and eating raw livers. And some guy was eating raw chicken. That can't be good for you.
No, I saw something like that online. He'd like let it like fester too. Ugh. And eat it like rotten and stuff. Yeah. Weird. The people got time on their hands and they got their phone has a camera and there's a YouTube to put it.
It's like
you
read one article that like some guy goes, yeah, maybe you should try, you know, raw liver. And they're like, oh, that's the diet. Now we got to do it. We got to jump on it.
I'm not doing it.
I don't even like sushi. So no, I'm not. If I'm eating a meat, it's gotta be cooked. I'm sorry.
And preferably on a pizza.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Cook it, put it on a pizza, and we'll call it a day.
Yeah. Liver pizza?
You know, I wouldn't ask for it. If I had to eat, you know, cooked liver, like if you threw it on a pizza, I'd be like, well, that made it just like finally, 50% better.
Finely sliced liver with a little pan saute.
Sure. Got to get my iron somehow.
Sure.
Melanie, thank you for asking the question. Thanks, Melanie. Let's move it on now to Leo, who asked the question.
Yeah, the time to training camp is coming closer. The dog days of summer is making me sweat like one of my official workout videos to get you looking like me in the Terminator movie. I like a good battle. So, which training camp battle are you excited for? Personally, right tackle is going to be interesting, and my money might have to be Jamari Salia as a sneaky contender for right tackle. Sneaky like me and Rambo. Yeah! Can't love you, bye!
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, right tackle is absolutely going to be a battle.
Yeah.
I mean, you threw Jamari Salia into the mix, but you've already got Trey Pipkins, Storm Norton battling it out for that position. So that will be interesting to see. Are there other positions out there?
Running back is mine.
Sure, yeah.
Like, we, you know, the right tackle is the one position
that everybody's watching.
But everyone's watching it, but it's also you're reliant on, you know, four other guys to work together. Running back, yeah. You kind of
need
to be good at your position. There's right. No kind of leaning on your buddy to help you.
Sure.
So I want to see what happens to this running back group, man. Like, is Isaiah Spiller who we think he is? Can he be a rookie right off the bat, come out and help? Do we need to lean into Roundtree? Do we need to lean into Kelly? Are they good enough? Can they step up? There's just so many questions about that. So that's what I'm excited about.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see who not only makes the cut, but how many we hold on to going into the season.
Sure.
So it's a chunky position. We'll see who all makes it. But Leo, thank you.
Get to the chopper.
It's not a tumor. Leo, thank you for asking the question.
Who is your daddy? Does he do?
Let's move it on now to JP.
Just yo!
Who asked the question? Are there any throwback trick plays that we have run in the past that you would like to see this team try this year? I would love to see Herbert catch a TD pass from Keenan or Eck. Caleb, you bye.
I've always been a fan of the flea flicker.
Flea flicker's a good one.
It's just kind of the quick lateral touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. I would like to see that be utilized more.
Yeah. I mean, because Herbert's got a cannon of an arm, obviously. So throwing it a few yards further back obviously isn't an issue.
Grab it. You know, here's what we do. We throw it to Keenan.
Okay.
A little toss to Jalen.
Okay.
Touchdown.
There you go.
And I want to say something. They just released this highlight video of like all the best throws from Justin Herbert.
Mm-hmm. Because that doesn't get old.
It doesn't get old. I watch that. Part of my daydreaming is just watching these videos again and in my head over and over again.
Yes.
But the guy that is involved with, I would say, about 75% of his deep ball passes, Jalen Guyton.
Guyton has been the man for
I think he's getting an unfair amount of kind of hate, you know, a little bit. People are kind of like, oh, we need a deep threat. Like, oh, you guys are really watching? I know he has kind of let us down in some of the intermediate and shorter game stuff.
From time to time.
Some drops he poos a little bit. But
he's not perfect, but
he's fast.
He's fast. He gets down there and he makes some pretty critical catches from time to time. So
totally.
Yeah, I would love to see that. And yeah, I that is one of the plays that I do enjoy seeing. I think it was against the Bengals that it was a toss to Keenan or something like that. And then Keenan threw it for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Those will always get any fan pumped up.
Totally.
So, yeah, I'd love to see it.
Bring it on.
Do it.
Do it now.
Do it now. JP, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Crypto Bueno.
Certified Fresho.
That's the question. Assuming the team decides to carry an extra D-line to include SJD, COV, AJ, Tito, and Fajoco, and have to subtract a roster spot from another position, what are the chances we keep Easton Stick on the 53-man roster?
I just don't know if he's going to... I don't know what they're going to do with Easton Stick. That's a good question because do you double down on that position or do you really have a lot of these other guys available to you on game day? That's the question, because I feel like the defense, the way they're rotating, the amount of guys they have, how fresh they want to keep everybody, a third quarterback, even though he doesn't dress every Sunday,
might be a bit excessive.
Maybe.
Ten minutes.
Just a bit excessive. So I could see that happening for sure.
Yeah.
The question is if he could make it to the practice squad and would stay. I don't see why. It looks like he's having a great time with the boys. So I don't know. Unless, would you stay? I just don't know how that would work, if you would go to another practice squad just because you could, or if you would just stay.
Right.
So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, it definitely, I think a lot of fans would like to see Easton Stick not be on the 53-man roster because, I mean, not just for the D-line, but really just
everywhere.
Extra men in any position outside of quarterback, because Justin has been so clutch, and obviously Chase Daniel is worth his weight in gold. So, literally, I think.
Yeah, a lot of gold.
So I can absolutely see it happening. Will the coaching staff think the same thing?
Only time
will tell. But we're with you, Crypto Bueno. Thank you for asking the question.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. We appreciate you, man.
Name is in the hat. Let's move it on now to Kyle T, who asked the question.
Yeah, hypothetical, gentlemen. Week one, we have the ball on the Raiders 29 with 2 seconds left and the game clinched. How necessary is it to kick the field goal? Is it A, not necessary, a B, unnecessary, or C, super necessary?
Yeah, the ball.
This is like Kevin reading like a math question.
I'm like, there's trick
a train
in here.
Leaving LA. Chargers.
I'm going to go with not necessary.
The way this makes it sound like if we have the game clinched, there's 2 seconds left in the game and we have the ball, then why would we kick a field goal?
We'd take
a knee.
I'm going to go to that victory formation and victory all over the faces of the Raider fans.
That's right. Do a little dip.
Victory everywhere.
A little victory tea bag, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah.
Drop it like it's hot.
So, Kyle T, I think that is the question.
Unless there's some other hidden aspect, like...
We have the ball on the Raiders 29 with 2 seconds left.
Is it... What down is it? That's what I think is...
I mean, yeah, as long as it's... Even if it is fourth down, you just run the clock out. You hike the ball, run the clock out for 2 seconds, take a knee, the game's over.
Yeah. A little zigzag in the backfield.
Yeah.
Lay down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's the question, Kyle. Hopefully we answered it correctly if there was something didn't quite get.
I've seen too many Charger games where I know this is a new Charger team, new special teams coordinator, but where a kick is blocked and returned for a touchdown.
Oh, God.
So I don't know what the spread is at this point, but I'm going to go with knee is the safest bet.
That is probably the safest bet. I would have to agree. So hopefully we answered it right there, Kyle T. Let us know if we didn't, but thanks, thank you, brother, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to JDM2118, who asked the question.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, f***ers? I'm back. I was doing some time for shit I did. Anyways, homies, Coach have his baby yet? If so, congratulations, big homie. Well, Pedro and Kev, hey, what's up? Hey, it's been a minute, homies. Just one question. What do you f***ers do for work? What's your professions? Orale, homies. Okay, I love you. Bye. And as always, stay brown.
This is stay brown, homies.
Stay brown, JDM2118. All right. So
we got a new baby. We got a new baby.
We definitely got a new baby. The baby is official.
Yeah, it came 2 days ago and he's here and
he found the A gap and he made his way.
He shot right out. Put his head down, very fullback style, and just went straight for it. Got the first down. Happy parents.
That's right.
They are able to take
move
a knee.
The chains.
Move the chains. The baby moved the chains.
All right.
Oh, my God.
So, what do we do for work?
What do you do, World Pedro?
I use my voice to make the monies. Yes.
But no, I do voice acting and do that part-time. I have been working for a company that captions phone calls for deaf people. There you go. Super interesting, isn't it?
So do tell. What does that entail?
And it requires me to basically talk at the same time as somebody else. And I hear phone conversations. And you people are f***ed up. I've heard it all, folks. I've heard it all. So you- I've heard it all.
Oh, shit.
So, but I am going to be moving to Missouri here in the not too distant future. So if everything goes according to plan, I'm going to be working right next to Kev. And
maybe a pool boy part time.
Sure. Let me know when you get your pool in. I'll be your pool boy.
I'll be your pool boy. No, so everything, your voice makes you your monies.
Yes, voice makes me my monies, yes.
Nice.
What do you do, Kevin?
I am a director of photography.
A cinematographer!
Movies and commercials.
Yes.
And I produce a little bit and do some editing for Charge Chat. You do a
damn good job of it.
Well, thank you, friend.
That's right.
But yeah, just a lot of shooting movies and commercials.
Yeah, they're pretty fun. He's got a couple coming down the pike here that I am really excited for, and we'll definitely be talking about it here on the podcast when we can. But he definitely, I mean, Kevin's got movies that are still on Netflix now, right?
Yeah. You can watch right now Truth or Dare. It's a horror movie's on there. You can watch that.
Yeah. You got Truth or Dare, go check it out on Netflix. So you'll see at the very end Kev hugging
at the very no, not only that, I'm in the front. I get one of the front title.
Ooh, you
cards.
Got a front card too. Uh-huh. Nice.
So you only have to watch the first minute and be like, oh, I saw Kevin's movie. Technically, you did. You watched the first minute.
Technically. You can say you saw
it. It helps with the Netflix algorithms. They might hire me again. So go ahead and do it.
There you go. Yeah. Help a brother out.
Help a brother out.
Watch a movie. JDM2118. Thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Gavin Gibson.
Gavin!
Who asked the question?
With the choices that you made for the Avengers lineup, who would you have as their enemies, character, and player?
Oh, we got to bring this up.
Oh, we absolutely do.
Oh, yeah, yes. We forgot to bring this up at the head of the show, and I'm pissed at myself.
That's okay.
Absolutely pissed
at
myself.
It's coming up now.
Go.
Well, hang on.
We should put this up. Let's take a pause, and let's put this graphic up so everyone on YouTube can see it.
Okay, so we got to talk about this.
So good.
So on the previous Tuesday episode, we had the question asked of the Avengers, who would we pick as Charger players? As you can see, somebody took that and ran with it, throwing all the players' heads on these, including giving Justin Herbert the Captain America helmet, which is an extra step.
This is so well done. Thank you. It's Peaky Bolts. If you don't follow him on Twitter, go follow him, because this just, we were out together hanging out and this popped up and it was just like, oh my God, this just made my entire week.
It was so freaking cool. And specifically, Woodard_no_extra_W, aka Peaky Bolts. And if you're watching this in the bottom right hand corner, it says, by order of the Peaky Bolts.
Yes.
He made this picture. And because Kevin and I couldn't decide on who definitively would be the Hulk, he gave us two.
Two Hulks.
So this is a great question. So we wanted to give a shout out real quick before we answered this. Peaky Bolts, thank you for making our day by making this awesome, awesome graphic.
Love it.
All right. So the question was, who would we have as their enemies, character, and player? Well,
isn't Loki a little... You're gonna
Loki's
have to help
kind
me.
Of been teetering on both like the good guy, and the bad. He's never been like definitively bad. You've got like
this
Ultron.
This is where I'm going to really reveal my inability to understand Marvel movies.
You've got Ultron. You've got Thanos. I'm trying to think of all the bad guys out there. There's been quite a few. And there's been some that have been kind of newer that I don't want to spoil because they kind of came out of left field. So you got Dormammu from Doctor Strange.
The
first Doctor Strange.
I don't remember the name.
That's okay. That's why I said it. You've got Dormammu. I'm trying to think of all the bad guys.
Let's pick one and then correlate it to an NFL player.
Okay.
Who would be Derek Carr? Who is the littlest bitch of all superhero villains?
The Littlest Bitch. My favorite childhood book.
The Littlest
Bitch. Who's the Littlest Bitch? One day. um, you know, okay, we'll say that Loki was a bad guy in this situation, and I'll say Derek Carr is Loki because they're both kind of pretty boys. So I'll throw it in that.
They both wear mascara.
Yeah. And Thanos, I know he's not really in our division, but probably Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy's just a big, bulky, obviously one of the best in the NFL. And we'll be playing him at one point here.
How does Thanos get beaten? Don't spoil it. No spoilers.
Spoiler.
No, I don't take it back. Still haven't watched those movies yet.
That's okay.
And my apologies for all you Marvel fans who may have been turned off to what I just said. I apologize.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, they really have been focusing more on the good guys, really, than the bad guys. And I mean, even in the Infinity War saga, it's like some of the bad guys were just like, you don't even know what their names were. They never go like, oh my God, it's that guy. It's just like, nope, that's just a bad guy, and that's a bad guy, and that's a bad guy. Good luck figuring out their names.
Nondescript.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll go with that because I don't want to think about it anymore.
Yeah, that would really put you in a tumbler.
So, Gavin Gibson, thank you for asking the question.
Brother.
Sorry, I didn't have a really good answer for that, but we tried over here. Let's move it on now to Mario Vences, who asked the question.
What's up with all these Cholo voice requests? Like, the homie cool and all, but he, like, ain't all that in a bag of chips, okay? Anyways, fools, so, like, we're getting close to football kicking back off, and I keep checking myself because, you know, I'm a real-ass bitch and, like, to keep it 100, okay? So my question for you, Vatos, is this the year when we as fans should go all in? Like, I don't want to feel like I'm the only one being active out here and showing all these fools what's up and letting them know, like, it's Bolt Gang or do not bang, okay? So my question is, how down are you fools?
Like a clown, Charlie, Brown.
We are so down.
So down.
But, I mean, to be fair, we're down every year.
Oh, yeah.
We are in. We are pot committed. We have pushed all the chips in. We are here to go. But this year,
extra all in.
This is extra all in.
Yeah.
We're throwing mortgages on the table. We're throwing car keys on the table.
Yeah.
We are feeling that confident.
I'm very confident with my all in status.
100%.
Yeah. So as far as you're concerned, you have a teammate in.
Absolutely.
We're all in.
You are not alone in being keeping it 100 as the emoji looked. and yeah, I think you should be letting people know it is Bolt Gang
or do not bang.
So there you go, Mario. We are with you 100%. Thank you.
Thanks
for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Wiz 0297.
Certified Fresh!
Who asked the question? Great podcast. I love the show. But when do you honestly rank our chances at a title next year?
Honestly?
100%.
Do you want my honest answer?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Fantastic chances.
Kicking the ball. Fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm like this every year. I am not good at this. I'm not good at projecting what anything's doing. I'm a diehard Charger fan. And I felt every year like this is our year to a certain extent. Some more than others. This year is a more than others.
Absolutely.
So I feel like, dude, go into it thinking you're going to win the whole f-ing thing.
Absolutely.
And then your energy is going to be infectious. And who knows, you might get some more Charger fans out of the deal.
It is going to be infectious. We are going to see a lot more people, obviously, looking the Chargers way. We're already seeing it now this offseason of people Chargers, number two, you know, team in the NFL without having played a snap, or most improved team, blah, blah, blah. So the world is seeing that the Chargers are definitely moving in the direction that they should be. It's all going to come down to execution.
And I know a lot of people are like, I'd rather be like off the radar and not like in the limelight. But like, hey, dude, if we're going to win the championship, we're going to be in the limelight. Absolutely. You're going to be winning and you're going to have to win through the playoffs and get to the point where they're always talking about you. So let's get used to it now and let's just roll through it.
Get used to it. Yeah. I mean, this is the time that if you've been hanging back because you're like, I don't want people
it's
to
like
know.
It's like tipping, putting a little big toe in the water.
Listen,
like
this is the time.
Trip and fall into that pool, okay?
Right. It says no diving.
Head first.
Dive.
Head first.
There's no helmet guard on duty. there you go, Wiz 0297.
Thanks, man. Certified
thank
fresh.
You. And thank you for the kind words. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you, brother.
Let's move on now to Bolt Up 805, who asked the question. Appreciate what y'all do for the Bolt family. Do you guys expect a hot start as we saw last year, or do you think it takes some time to settle in as a squad with so many new key players? Granted, lots of staley guys. I'd like to know.
I think we started fast last year, which was crazy because we had a brand new coach, brand new system, brand new everything. What happened was last year is we didn't have the personnel to play deeper into the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the injuries happened and the guys just couldn't hold up. Right. I think we addressed all of that. I fully expect a hot start.
Mm-hmm.
And then I expect us to be consistent throughout the year. And, 100%. You know, when we talked to Austin, he was just like, consistency.
Yeah.
You know, just be consistent. I think we're going to have a lot more of that this year. And there's no reason not to expect a hot start this year.
Yeah.
You know, come out of the gates, make sure everyone's healthy coming out of training camp and getting ready for the season. Blow off the doors of the season right off the bat. Just come out swinging.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, honestly, yeah. Like you mentioned, it's a lot of Staley's guys. These are all guys that have been in the league long enough. There's no like transition of like, I need to transition.
And they're veteran guys. These are guys that know how to win.
That's what I mean. It's like, these are veteran guys that like, it's not like we're getting a bunch of rookies that haven't played in the NFL before. These are guys that have played in the NFL long enough to have basically gotten their bodies where they need to be. And they're smart enough to understand what it is that Staley's trying to execute. These are all winners. These are all guys that a lot of these guys have already won Super Bowls.
Yeah.
So we've brought that caliber of flair onto this team. So really should be little to no growing pains with these guys coming to this team.
And I think the beginning of the season too is about preparation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like the better prepared teams are the guys that come out and win these earlier games, because all teams across the league are still trying to figure out what their teams are.
Mm-hmm.
Getting through like the, you know, mistakes go down as the year goes on.
Yeah.
So I feel like with our coaching staff, with our head coach, with the players we have, I think mistakes will be at a minimum compared to last year.
Well, they should be. Yeah.
Stupid holding calls, stupid weird things at the end of the game. I think those are the things that tip games. That's why we lost that Cowboys game. Like weird calls and weird shit. I just don't see that happening this year. Us being more dominant on defense and us coming out and Justin having a second year in a system ready to fucking go.
Can it be game one or week one?
I'm ready right now.
I am so ready.
I need an ejector seat just to pull, fly through this roof. Let's go to the moon.
Bolt up 805. We are ready. Our bodies are ready.
Ready.
So thank you for asking the question. Moving on now to Dukes 2727.
Hold on. Certified Fresh.
Who asked the question?
Hey, first of all, I would like to take the moment and thank you guys for everything that you guys do for the Charger community. I can't go my week without listening / watching the podcast. You guys always bring a huge smile to my face. Thank you. Second, with not much news coming out, is it possible that Tillery could be on his way out? And who will be getting cut when it comes to running back room? Love the podcast, always and forever. K, love you, bye.
Aw, thanks, man.
Thank you. Thank you, Duke.
It's so funny we say that. Like, when people give us that, like, we make their week and they, I don't know, it just makes my month, makes my year to hear people, you know, because we're just shooting the shit being idiots right now, really. And the fact that you're having a little fun from it, like, that's all that matters to
us. It definitely offsets the people that are like, stop with the voices!
We've got a
hearing a kind word from time to time makes that's it nice.
Love the podcast, but those voices, but they those gotta voices, go. Son of a bitch.
What are you doing? It makes me so mad.
With all due respect for anyone here listening, if you're still listening to this portion, must not be that bad.
But obviously.
My favorite part of the podcast, obviously. To be honest.
All right. Tillery possibly getting cut, I think, is a real possibility.
I think it's more of a trade. You get a trade partner. I don't know why they would cut him. I guess they could. I just don't know what the numbers are involved with what that
it's
does.
It's a rookie contract. I mean, it's
a first year. It's a round one.
But still, a rookie contract.
I just think that, he's a backup, right?
Yeah, you're paying.
So he does flash and have moments.
Yeah.
Is it him being on the field all the time is why he's not great? Maybe. And if he can come in more of a supplementary role, that could be good. Right. It just feels like a guy that you maybe not, I could see it happening, but I don't think it will. Mm. Like, I don't think he's going anywhere.
It will be one of those battles to watch during training camp to see, you know, especially from like Dan Popper,
yeah,
who usually has pretty good insight on stuff like that to see what his thoughts are.
And they were all, I remember hearing a podcast from them, and they were all kind of on the fence if he would actually make the team or not. There'd be something going on. So I
think the possibility's there just because of that position group being pretty crowded and all the fresh talent that we brought in for that position group. And obviously, Tillery's been in the league prior to Staley. So that's another instance of like, hey, Staley didn't pick this guy.
Sure.
So is it worth it to cut him to make room for a guy that does fit Staley's system? For a guy that has had flashes of greatness, but really not consistently greatness?
Yeah, it's another one of those on the fence with, man. But it's hard because he's a first-round pick.
Sure.
It's the same thing with K-9. Like,
right, but I mean, at least Tiller, I mean, you could argue Tiller's been in the game longer than Kanon.
He's been able to stay on the field.
He's had more opportunity to show that he's worth
that
first round.
But that's also, we got a good taste of what that looks like. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have that as much from Kanon. So.
That's what I mean. Like, we know what Tillery can produce, and it's okay at best.
Yeah, I don't know if he makes us a better team.
Right. So, know? I think the possibility is there. We'll see what happens during training camp and what happens during preseason and everything like that. If he can show his
worth. Want him to be great.
Obviously, we do. But we want all of these guys. We want Trey Pipkins to be the best right tackle in the NFL.
Ever.
We want him to.
Will it happen?
Will it happen? I will. And as far as the running back room, who we might see get cut, I mean, obviously, I think it's between Kelly and Roundtree.
I don't think they're going to. I think it's probably Kelly if it's anyone.
I think if it is anybody, it would be Kelly.
Because isn't Kelly, he's a fourth round selection, I believe. So he's in that ballpark, you know, of a guy that should be performing for what, because he's getting a decent little contract for what, you know, and he's just not on the field, you know. And I remember that first year he came out and was confident and running hard and looking good. And then he had fumbles and he blew a couple games for us. And he just hasn't been the same since.
Right. And there was the chatter about him getting in the doghouse pretty hard.
Yeah, he's got the case of the yips or something. Who knows?
Whatever it is, he's another guy that wasn't a part of Staley's system.
Yep.
Roundtree was at least picked by Staley.
Yep.
So, and Roundtree was a rookie. And so there tends to be, between the rookie and the sophomore season, a
big
upgrade.
Yeah, big step.
You know, they get their bodies where they need to be. They understand the system a lot better. And I think they can produce a lot more. So I'm hoping that that's the case for Roundtree. Obviously, Spiller's not going to go anywhere. So I think Kelly's been in the league long enough to show his worth last season, and we didn't really see a whole lot.
Yeah.
Roundtree at least got in the end zone.
It's true.
So, it's true. That's why
it's my most excited. I'm most excited for that in training camp.
Absolutely.
That battle. Because who the hell knows? Like, it could go anyway, really. Right. And then we could keep all of them.
I mean, yeah.
You know, it could be that
absolutely
situation.
Absolutely could happen. We could keep all of them, or we could keep one in a practice squad situation. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe one of these Austin Ekeler types who is an undrafted guy that comes out and just shows out. You know, maybe he was in a bad situation in college and didn't get to perform the way he wanted. And he comes out and shows these SEC running backs what it's all about. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we'll see.
We will find out. But Dukes2727, thank you for asking the question. And we go out of Ask Bolt Fam with our old favorite, Jeebs.
The D is silent.
Who asked the question?
Silent.
Ho, ho, ho. Stupid ass Raider bitches. Oh, hey, CC gang. These dumbass black and silver motherfuckers keep talking shit about that last game. Poor bastards are going to have to change their colors to black and blue after the beating Herbert and the boys are going to put on their punk asses. Not sure if you can tell, but I'm not a fan. If my son Dripple came home a Raider fan, I'd disown him and just tell everyone he's in prison for drugs, which, let's be honest, probably wouldn't be too far off. Am I right? Hey, so I don't have a question. I'm just here for the magazine. Just kidding. So when the Chargers do win the Super Bowl, how will you celebrate? Would you stare at the screen and let the tears of decades of pain run down your face while you realize bullshit Super Bowl jokes no longer apply? Or maybe run around like a chicken with your head cut off? Honestly, for me, I don't know what I'd do.
I think maybe I'd go the naked headless chicken route, screaming woo. I've been a fan since the mid-90s, so it's been a long journey. Don't judge me. Are you boys going to make it to any training camp practices? Well, obviously not Coach, because he's got a new bold baby to care for. Congratulations, by the way, even though the missus did all the work. Okay, so I do have a question. It's another casting one. It's a Charger movie, but it's animated. It's like the movie Zootopia, so all the players are animals. The question is, what animals would you pick to be our boys? Don't forget your dog, Droopy, is a stud Herbert. F*** yeah. Oh, yeah, and that's dog for the Raiders. Caleb, bye.
Jeebs, man.
Jeebs.
Jeebs. Some good shit.
Boy, I'm always sweating after a Jeebs question.
Gives you a
Jeebs-sized questions make me sweat. All right.
I knew no coach said he was planning to go to a training camp. So.
So even though you said coach might not be there.
Baby or not. He's probably as more likely to go than we will.
And he'll probably bring the kids with him. He'll at least have one or two.
Strapped to him.
Strapped.
Maybe all three.
Strapped and ready to go.
Who knows?
Yeah, I'm sure his wife would probably come. She's a diehard Charger fan, as we learned.
Definitely.
New, probably.
Definitely. And she, one game, she ran our social media, and it was the best social
that
media
was the best.
We've ever had.
Yeah.
So hopefully she's available.
Is she an in? She available for an internship?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a joke.
Okay, so if the Chargers were going to be in a Zootopia style movie and they were going to be aminals, what would they be?
I think I might lean into Sing.
Okay.
Sing was the last one I saw, so that one's kind of fresh in my mind.
Okay.
I think I can't remember the names of the characters. Staley would be the koala bear. What the fuck is the bear? The
Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a koala.
Koala. That'd be Staley. Kind of running the ship, but more like in control, not
right.
So
he's
like,
gotta keep everybody
all
happy.
Over the place.
Sure,
you know, and
sure.
The wheeler and dealer.
Uh-huh.
So that's my one. What do you got? Let's riff.
Let's see. If I were to pick a player, I think Bosa would probably be a rhino. I could see him being a rhino charging up in there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Or a polar bear.
Donald Parham? Giraffe.
Absolutely giraffe.
Absolutely giraffe. And one of those ones that like whips their neck to beat other giraffes' asses. Like, fuck yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we can just go animal. We don't have
just
to like
go animal. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was like, okay, I got to remember
character names
and
shit. Being like, who was Taron Egerton?
I got to make sure Jeeves isn't mad at me after this question. I got to do him right.
No, for sure. So, he just said, like the movie Zootopia.
Okay.
So all the players are animals.
Okay.
So, let's see. Herbert.
He's more of like a lion. I give him more of like a lion status, like king of the shit.
Sure.
You know, but you know, monkeys are really good.
He's got the mane too.
Exactly.
He's got the mane.
I would say he could be like a monkey because they sling shit really hard and fast. Could work.
Now we're riffing. Derek Carr.
Sorry. Raider edition. Derek Carr is the monkey who throws his own shit
right
at unsuspecting people.
Herbert's the lion throwing deep balls.
Yeah.
Let's see. What are some other animals out there? I mean, you've got leopards and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
I think let's go cheetah for Guyton.
He would probably be the fastest one, yeah.
Like he's the quickest one?
Yeah.
What about Khalil Mack?
Khalil Mack would probably be like a grizzly bear.
Yeah.
Just a big old bear just... I'm getting in the stance.
Yeah,
they kind of like.
Well, he did come from the Chicago Bears, so that makes total sense.
That's true. Yeah, Khalil Mack would be a bear. Let's see, other good animals. You know what, folks? You tell us.
Yeah.
What are some animal characteristics that you see in some of our players?
This is like a game I play with my kid. He's like, "Let's play guess the animal," and then you like, "I suck at that game." He always beats me.
There's a lot of good animals out there. I would think there's got to be some wolves.
Oh, yeah,
some
wolf.
Coyotes.
Coyotes? Just repeating what you're saying.
Who do you guys think some animals would be for our Charger players? Let us know in comments, whether it's on YouTube or Apple or Spotify or whatever the hell you listen to the show. All right. Well, there you go, Jeeves. I hope we answered it well enough for you. And thank you, everybody, for asking questions and Ask Bolt fam. Are we gonna draw some names before we wrap this puppy up?
All right. Here, you pick one.
And then hand it back. I'll pick one. Okay. Oh, this is great broadcasting right now. Got it. Okay. Who you got?
I've got Crypto Bueno.
Oh, Certified Fresh.
Certified Fresh. Got yourself a magazine coming your way.
Okay, I'm not looking. Here we go. Fire Telesco.
Hey, there you go.
Bring a positive energy. All right, last one. Last one. Here we go.
I hope it's me.
We put our names in here. Hannery Seth.
Hannery Seth. Congratulations. So,
that was on here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Hannery Seth.
Yeah.
It's you, bro. Or yeah, it's you guys.
There you go.
All right.
Hangry Seth.
I'll reach out.
Hangry
Seth. I'll reach out to get your info. Get back to me quick so we can get you some magazines.
There we go. All right. Well, congratulations to the winners. We'll reach out to you and get you a fine magazine full of useful information and fun stuff.
Yes.
But I think that's going to do it for this episode of Charger Chat. Any final thoughts there, Kev?
No, not really. Right. Yeah.
We'll get Coach back here as quickly as we can.
I think next week's probably more realistic. I'll
definitely
think he'll do it this Thursday.
Don't hesitate to shoot him a congratulations.
I'm sure he'd appreciate
that.
Yeah.
I'm sure he would love to see that. But that's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat. Folks, don't forget to bolt up because we're ready for any squad, any place.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Do you like meat? Are you tired of the hassle of cooking it? Well, don't worry. There's a new restaurant just for you. Tranquil's House of Raw Meats. We've got all the basic meats. Beef, pork, and for a limited time, poultry, plus all the sought-after organs like liver, kidneys, and the coveted tripe. So come on down to Tranquil's House of Raw Meats. It's sure to fill you up good.